Rich? No.
Rich.
Floyd?
Rich Floyd. But that's a few years later. That's on down. The Hendrix came to town. Hendrix Experience came to town. We played in the Atlanta Auditorium. And there was a group called the Yellow Pages that opened for them. They were a San Francisco group that was quite good, too. And I had this camera. What we did with the electric collage is we would take that camera out. Steve and I both would take Bolette 16mm crank camera out. And we also did a Super 8. We had a Super 8 camera we'd take out. And that was a different format and a lot of fun to shoot. And all of this was crank wind-up movie cameras. And we'd go out and shoot street scenes, and we'd go out at night and shoot pictures of blurring lights, and we would go to other concerts, and take pictures of other artists and things and use them in the light show we would do in different ways. Back then, you didn't have to worry about copyrights or anything like that.
Nobody thought rock and roll was worth anything anyway.
You know, not
be gone in 2 months. And
I'm telling you. Well, I've still got about 10 to 12 minutes of 16mm color footage of Jimi Hendrix playing on the stage at the Atlanta Auditorium behind his head.
You got something valuable there.
I'd YouTube it where everybody can see it. Most of this is on YouTube.
Well, it's still on celluloid, and last time I looked at it was about 15 years ago. I did take it out and look at it, ran it through a...
I'd get it transferred before it starts to deteriorate.
It goes.
No soundtrack, of course, but, you know, some footage. And all of them, at one point or another, I had all three of them into the picture.
Wow.
Noel Redding,
Mitch Mitchell,
and Jimi Hendrix. They're on.
That was a great show.
So we, you know, that was part of, I mean, the really cool thing about that was that even though we weren't lighting it, Alex Cooley was probably the promoter at the time. He promoted everything. He brought everybody to town. And so that got Frank and me and Steve in and to just mess around and go backstage and have these cameras. Mm-hmm. Nobody blinked an eye at us for running around with these cameras, you know, taking film of things going on. We knew it was something special. We didn't know that. What it was going to mean, but we did it. So, a lot of that material got lost in a fire. A lot of slides and some film, even some film footage of different things that chronicled the years, like in the 69 to 70 time frame of what was going on. I can tell you.